I'm Lizzie Cooperman, and I have a brand new podcast called Lizzie Cooperman's In Your Hands, produced by Starburns Audio. And guess what? You're in it. That's right. I'm doing an experiment where every week I crowdsource a major decision in my life. Do I move in with my boyfriend or move in with my grandma's boyfriend? Apply at Jamba Juice or apply a prosthetic chin? Sell my car or sell my homemade Frosties? Yes, I know how to make Frosties at home, and I'm willing to disclose the recipe to the public. You are truly at the helm of my life as I consult experts, hilarious guests, and magic eight balls. So after you listen to an episode, go to my Instagram stories, vote, and I'll have 24 hours to take action. If you enjoy me at all, please listen. If you don't enjoy me, this is a great way to get revenge. You could truly vote for me to become a mortician. And I say that with the utmost respect for the industry. This would be a great time to go wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe.
Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Daniel Van Kirk.
It's the three of us.
And on an electric episode of Dumb God. People Town this week, we have the great Eddie Pepitone. Did you have fun in Dumb People Town, sir?
Yes, I did. I really did. That was awesome. That's fun. That's
we had
fun
a bell heist.
We had a bell heist. We went to a Golden Corral, and we got trapped in an Aldi.
Trapped in an Aldi's. I mean, this is it's all.
I'll give you my favorite from 1 to 3. I think it's bell heist 1, Corral 2.
And all these three.
Aldi lacked a little something.
Okay, see? Because of how electric the other two were.
And that's it. I think so.
Yeah. I think there's it. Eddie Pepitone is our guest on Dumb People Town. You don't want to miss it. Starburns Audio.
Cat hairs on his mic, and his name is Mike.
And his name is Mike.
He's got cat hairs on his mic.
Yeah, I'm picking them off.
Picking cat hairs off his mic. Cat hairs off his mic, and his name is Mike. And his name is Michael Ian Black.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks for asking. Yep. How are you?
I'm all right. Back.
Here's where I was.
Back from above the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, you went north, man. You went north, good man.
I did.
Yeah, and you live to tell about it. Also great.
I took my carpet bag and I went up north.
Man, you're a carpet bagger.
I did the reverse carpet bag though.
You did. You did the reverse carpet bag, and you live to tell about it.
Well, you know, it's scarier to come south under the Mason-Dixon line. That's where you run into trouble. You know,
except for the warmth, the warmth. Yeah, you run into trouble when you go south of the Mason-Dixon line, that's for sure.
Sure, when you're a big Jew like me, you gotta watch your back.
Yeah, well, you're a scrawny Jew, but you're one of the great all-time human beings, so I think that's probably helps you. But also, you're super smart, and I think that hurts you.
Well, we both know neither of those two things are true.
Legitimate assessments. I think everybody who was like impartial judges, where are the impartial judges? Remember back in the day when they had impartial judges?
Yeah. Then their spouses now started texting like, all kinds of crazy
shit. Listen, my wife is talking to the president, and that doesn't influence me one bit.
Wait, did you say you went somewhere? Where were you?
Man, don't worry about where I was. Let's talk about you.
No, I'm not interested in me. I'm interested in you. Where'd
you go? I'm the same way you. I went to IKEA.
Oh.
And all the whole time there, I'm talking like this, you know. Come on, guys. Why don't you have like different departments? Why have to walk through every department to get to the one that I want? I'm half baked. I can't get there on my own.
Did they have the meatballs? Because you know, you go to IKEA, you might as well get the meatballs. They're terrific.
Do you mean you go to IKEA because of the meatballs? I think that's what you're trying to say to me.
I went to
IKEA for the meatballs, and I picked up a rug too, but I went for the meatballs.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I feel like you wouldn't have gone if you weren't going to get a rug.
Once every 2 years, I go for the Swedish meatballs. This is Mates, by the way.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
With my good friend Michael Ian Black. Black, the subject of the song at the top.
Tom Cavanaugh. I don't feel like there's not a moment to waste because this is a big episode.
Well, wait, hang on a second. When you said that, I got intimidated. I thought we were just going to pull from... is it a big episode? Why? Explain to the viewers. Are they viewers? Why it's a big episode?
Well, we got this thing in the mail.
Yeah.
A big box.
Yeah.
Well, a small box, but small filled box with stuff.
And a misnomer because they call it a crate, but it's the best thing because it's called Snack Crate.
Snack Crate.
Snack Crate.
Snack Crate.
Snack Crate. That's not really a crate. Snack Crate. Snack Crate.
It's a whole crate.
Snack Crate.
God damn it.
Snack Crate.
My tibia is broken.
Stormtroopers
in the ground, in the ground. Stormtroopers in the ground. Aristotle, where does this snack crate come from? Why did we get this? Did you send
the next voice you're about to hear is our producer, Aristotle.
Did you send this to us?
I did send it just to get you guys something a little more out of the ordinary.
I love that. Well, listen, right. Half of these things you don't even know what they are, Michael.
Most of these things you don't know what they are, but it's a box of snacks, and this is the
snack crate.
So this is the Hong Kong snack crate. I guess they send them from all over the world. You can get, and I figured, Tom, what we do is we would just run through, you know, most of the things in here. Just do quick, because it's filled with different stuff, all kinds of different Hong Kong snacks.
You're crazy.
I thought we were just gonna do one of them.
We're gonna do all of them.
I don't know. It's your call, but why not? I mean. We're here. Take a bite, you know?
Well, I'm already on board, like in a hurry, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
Do you know why? Snack crate came with fun facts. And the first fun fact is Hong Kong has more Rolls Royces per person than any other city in the world. Sold. If you're going to throw me that kind of trivia, I get snacks. Come on.
That is a fun fact, by the way.
It's a great fact.
Well, look, when I heard fun fact, I thought, it might be a fact. It's not going to be that much fun. Turns out it was a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. More Rolls Royces. Now you know that info, and you probably won't forget it until your brain starts to deteriorate. So that's kind of nice.
I mean, Hong Kong, you know, terrific place. At least it was. And now, you know, they're cracking down on shit and people are getting tossed in jail, but they're still making snacks, apparently.
Yep. It used to be great. Now it's danger.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact.
Yeah.
You ready? I got another one for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Apartment buildings in Hong Kong often do not have fourth floors. Why? The word four sounds familiar to the word death in Chinese, so it is considered unlikely. Where are you?
Death.
Oh, I think I might not come over.
Yeah. Also, that was a fun fact. I mean, a little morbid.
It's a little morbid, but it's a damn fun fact.
It is.
Everyone's always about 13th floor here in North America. Over there, it's like death floor, floor of death, death floor, floor of death, starring Steven Seagal.
Yeah, good name for something.
Death floor. Floor of death. I think death floor.
I like death floor. I'm going to start right here with... This little jobber right here, the Four C's Daifuku Marshmallow.
Where are you looking at?
In the bottom of the pack, it's just I got four of them individually wrapped. They look like smushed marshmallows.
Bold prediction. Terrible.
I'm going to say my prediction is I like it. My prediction is it's at least a five. But probably not much more than that. Comes in a little cellophane pack. I'm going to open it up. Now, look, there's going to be less description than you normally get because we're blowing through these things.
But it's worth noting there's the cellophane, obviously transparent. It does have a picture of a cat on it.
Yeah, that is worth noting. And also a fun fact. It's about the size of a half dollar, you know, a little squished marshmallow. And I'll tell you something, Tommy. Here in America, when I get a marshmallow, I like to squish it.
Sure.
You know, one of the great things about marshmallows is they're squishable.
You could make a mistake and think that marshmallow wasn't food because of the squishing and all that. And it turns out it's food.
Tom, there's a surprise.
What do you mean?
Take a bite.
All right. Oh. Well, share with the viewers.
Oh, so just looks like a squished marshmallow. You're like, oh, this is just a squished marshmallow. Nothing special. Nothing special here. Nothing to see here.
It's just going
to
be a squished marshmallow. Move it on, folks. Just a squished marshmallow. Nope, not so fast.
You couldn't be more wrong. Inside is a chocolate. There's like a hazelnut. Yeah,
a little chocolate. A little spread chocolate. Or something.
I like it.
Damn, I'm trying to figure out what to... Yeah, I like it, but let's not waste... We're not wasting time. Oh, my gosh.
Horses.
I know what we got to do last. I'm just going to point it up to you. Okay, we got to do that.
Okay,
last.
That's fine. Do you want to rate each one as we go, or do you want to go back?
Is that going to cause hell for Aristotle? I say we rate as we go.
Yeah, I do too.
You ready? Marshmallow 6. Thank you.
You said 6?
6. Yeah, 6.
Yeah, that's mine. So also 6. Great.
All right, the next thing. I'm just trying to get this thing right because we just had marshmallow. Okay.
Yeah, you want to, because there's mostly, it seems like it's mostly sweet. There's a little bit of savory in it.
I think this guy.
Okay, great. All right, so
I don't even know. I feel like a damn fool outsider.
There's no English writing on this. This is a package, and it looks like.
And I could do all right, probably, if we had some French or we had some Spanish or...
I'm trying to see if it says what each thing is.
I don't see that in my fun fact box.
Oh, here. This is Monster Noodle Snack.
Where do you see that?
Oh, no, it's not. Yeah. No, it's not. No, this is...
This is not Monster Noodle Snack. Or is it? No, it's not. I don't have this on mine.
It's a little weird because there's a... On the cardboard insert that comes in a snack crate, it gives you a list of what these things
snack crate.
Are.
Yeah, but this
the
wasn't,
list
this isn't
does not coincide with the actual things that it gives
correct.
You.
Maybe that's a strike.
Well, that's
I don't
a,
know.
That's absolutely a strike.
Because wouldn't you want to have the things that are listed on the inside?
4C's Daifuka was listed, so we got that one right. But like, for example, it lists Cheetos steak flavor, which sounds intriguing, but there isn't a Cheetos steak flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
In here.
It also lists popping candy, which looks terrible, and filled milk chocolate, which could be something, and we don't have that.
No, we don't have any of that.
We don't have Shigekix sour candy, dragon beard candy. But we do have the 4C's Daifuka. Well, look, hey, listen, we got ourselves a snack crate, and they got fun facts, so I'm not complaining. So I've opened this thing up, and it's kind of cool, because rarely do you open up a snack and not know what it is.
Yeah, no sense.
This looks, I don't even know, like, it's kind of great. We've done this wild card kind of like before, but I don't think to an extent where, like, we just don't know.
All right, this so is I'm,
like
taking,
a,
I'm taking
is like
a little
a crusty,
smell of it.
It's like it does feel like a little soy.
Soy is what cover. I get also. So it looks, so if you, it, these are little nuggets, okay? These are little sort of brown nuggety things.
Crisp?
Crisp nuggety things, maybe about the size of like a tiny breaded shrimp. It smells sort of soy-y. And did you just taste it?
I did. I had to. You were talking and talking, and I had to eat. I had food in my hand.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, that was...
Mm.
You can just tell me to shut up if that's what you want. Just tell me to
I'm happy to have you talk, but I'm happy to eat while you talk.
But is it good?
It's got... it's basically, I would say, soy crispy rice. I don't... In a ball. Like soy crispy rice ball.
Yeah,
there's one other thing in there, and I can't quite.
Something a little bit. Oh, there's a hint of sweetness in it.
Yeah, and what's that thing? The soy, and what's that aftertaste?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's an interesting texture. It's not as crispy as it looks. It has a little bit of give.
But it is crispy. It is kind of like a, like a popped rice.
You know what it tastes like? You ever like go to?
No, you know what it is. It's like it's got a little. There's a corn nut element to it.
At the very end. Sometimes if you get like you go to a Chinese restaurant or something, and you get like a kung pao chicken, and you eat the kung pao chicken, and then when you're done, there's just a little bit of like crispy stuff left on the plate, and you scrape up the crispy stuff, but it's been sitting in the sauce for a while, and you eat that. That's what this tastes like. It tastes like the little crispy bits that have been left in the sauce, and that's a pretty good flavor.
It'd be great if this is like if the title I'm looking at is little crispy bits that were left in the sauce. I'm gonna smack my head. I'm gonna be like, ha, that's exactly what Michael said.
I like it.
Yeah,
six.
I do too. Five. Next. How about this for next? See this? I got. Oh, rats! There actually is an English translation, which is too bad. That was kind of liking the non-English translation. The non-English translation? That makes no. The black currant pastis.
Oh sure. Now these just look like gummies to me.
That's what they're gonna be with black currant.
Mixed berry flavor. Berries flavor gummies, sort of. Let's see. It comes in like a foil package. You open it up, and you can it's pungent. You can smell it right when you open.
Ooh, it's super pungent.
Oh, I mean, these are the smelliest gummies I've ever had.
I'm holding up so the viewers can see.
100%, it says. 100%. I think vitamin C. I think probably vitamin C is what that means.
Meaning that whatever vitamin C is in there.
Yeah, there's vitamin C in there somewhere.
I got some stuff here. Well, yeah, it's a blackcurrant pastille.
So these little gummies, they're coated in sugar. Little tiny little things. And they are.
What's interesting is, like. Yeah, they're good, right? Mm-hmm. What's interesting is you think there'd be a lot more. The ingredients are pretty simple. Glucose, sucrose, water, dextrose, gelatin, vitamin C, blackcurrant juice, citric acid, mixed berries, flavor, and color, grape skin extract. That's it.
It's just sugar and blackcurrant juice, basically.
Yeah. All right.
I'll tell you what I like about it.
Go ahead.
I think it's a terrific texture. It's a little chewier than you think it's going to be.
Yeah. I like that.
I like that.
I like that a lot. I like the fact that it's a little chewier. I could go with a little less of the sugar powder on the on the top of it, but I do like it.
I'll tell you, if you give me a bowl of these versus a bowl of just traditional gummy bears, I'm gonna go for these.
I would. It's a no-brainer for me. I would go for these over the gummy bears every day.
It's working the jaw.
It's working the jaw, and also there's that lovely sharp tang aftertaste, which I really like.
You know, the Asians just know fruit better than we do. They just know fruit better than we do. They're just...
Well, I think part of that has to do with, like, the Occident versus the Orient, and, like, we're over here trying to kill ourselves, and they're over there trying to live. And I think that's a disparity that's worth taking note of.
And... fair to say, we're both doing a great job at our respective goals.
Honestly, we are, right? Right.
I feel terrific about it. You know, if the goal is just figure out all kinds of ways to kill yourself. I mean, we're aces at that.
We're killing it. No pun intended. We got Trump in there.
Oh, we got everything.
We got people hating everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody's all up in arms about everything.
Yeah. Back in the day when you and I were kids, and you were like, "Yeah, I like Tom Kavanaugh because he's woke." That was a compliment.
Yeah.
Remember, we were there in New York City, and like he's woke. Now it's like saying, "This guy is the biggest dick there is, and nobody wants to associate with him. Which, you know, might be true. I might be that. I'm not saying I'm not the biggest dick that the people would want to associate with, but the word meaning has shifted. And why is that? It's because we hate. We're trying to kill ourselves.
Yep. Just trying to.
Yeah.
Plunge this thing right into the ocean.
Yeah.
We're getting close.
And it's thrilling.
Oh wait,
that we're being so good at what we. You go ahead.
Oh yeah, I found the list of stuff.
Where?
So. I don't know. It just kind of poked out. I don't know. I found it. But so the thing that we couldn't identify, they're called want crackers. All right. These crispy fried rice cracker balls are coated with a slightly sweet and spicy seasoning, making them the perfect afternoon snack. Yeah. I disagree with it.
I think our assessment or description was quite accurate. Good for us.
Yeah, we did great. We did great with that.
I feel we did.
The mixed berry pastilles.
Pastilles.
They describe them as soft pastilles with a vibrant berry flavor that floods your mouth with fruity delight.
But not that soft, but yes, does flood.
I didn't feel flooded. Honestly, I don't want to feel flooded.
No, it's not like a starburst flood. I guess that's a misnomer.
Right.
It's more like your mouth is filled with taste, I guess is what I was saying.
Yeah, filled with taste. But to me, flood just implies a kind of...
squishy or something?
Yeah, liquidity that I don't care for.
You don't care for that.
I don't want to be overly salivating.
That's part of your problem is with your finances is like you hate liquidity.
That's right. That's why everything I have is tied up in rugs.
Yeah, rugs. You know, I told you I was at the IKEA and picked up a rug.
I was going to ask you all about
it. And do you know what kind of rug it is? The king saying change my jaw or something.
Probably like a Swedish rug?
The Arthurian.
What's that?
The Arthurian Jorgen.
Oh, you got the Arthurian.
They're like, call it something like chic, and then people will want to get it.
Yeah.
Those guys are no dummy. And feed them some Swedish meatballs.
What'd you spend on a rug like from IKEA? Like $80?
Oh yeah, exactly. $79.
Yeah, I feel great about that.
Isn't that great? There was another one for $39. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna double my price because I'm crazy. I'm gonna spend almost $80 on a rug. $79.
Yeah. How big is the rug?
And it's a 5x5 by 7x7. So it's a 6x8 rug. It's a big rug, big enough rug. And I'm kind of like these guys. They don't know what they're doing, but they do. But then then the other rug hanging down beside it, I was like, I don't mind that rug. I look at it, $39.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Don't tell me you got two rugs. You only got the one rug.
No, I got the one, but I almost got the other one.
Yeah, you're not made of money.
To save money. Because if I buy a $39 rug, I'm saving money, obviously.
Right.
And then
you're making money. You spend $39 on a rug. You're making money.
But I didn't do it because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I couldn't walk out with two rugs.
Not if you're also dropping some dough on meatballs.
Yeah, you're dropping dough on meatballs. And you know what was crazy? And this was semi-unhelpful. No offense, IKEA. But you know what I really wanted to get was they got these phone holders, these little wooden IKEA thought out plank. Well, it's just so smart. Like they're about this big, 3-inch by 5-inch. And they got a shaft cut out in the middle, and you can stick your phone.
You said shaft. You're such a perv.
You perv much? Perv. And then you just can put your phone in the middle of it, and it holds it straight up, like so for FaceTime or something. Inventive. $3. And so I was like, I'm looking for it. When I got to the checkout, of course, with my rug, I'm like, you guys, I don't have the checkout. I have these little things. You would have found that at Marketplace, sir.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, well, your design is actually kind of flawed now because I can't just go to Marketplace. I got to do the full tour around again. And I'm not going to do the loop.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I've been doing this loop for 4 days and can get out of here.
Hey, man. I'm stuck in the loop, man.
Hey, man.
I'm half baked, you know.
You guys ever been to IKEA? If you get out, it's wondrous.
It's really hard to get out.
You can get out, but you just walk around. But they got meatballs, so what are you going to do?
What are you going to do, complain? I had meatballs and I had apple cake.
Hey, come on. Come on. We want to go hiking. You must leave IKEA.
And we're going hiking in IKEA, baby. You know, it's fun.
Do you want to hike in IKEA? Want to go in the great outdoors where the hills are alive?
All right, mateys, take a knee. We'll be right back.
I'm recording. Sure, HelloFresh is terrific.
Wait, I Magic, I love HelloFresh.
Yeah, they're terrific.
No, they're I thought we were going to do an ad for something else. I'm not going to name that thing, but I just realized, oh, it's HelloFresh. I love HelloFresh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell them what it is. Tell them, if you don't know, tell them what HelloFresh is.
Really quickly, farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Right to your doorstep. That's the point I want to make is I like the stuff that comes in there. Also, like, I'm not going to the grocery store. I'm counting on them to make the home cooking easy, fun, and also affordable. Thank you.
The HelloFresh, you think to yourself, oh, it's going to show up and it's going to be some dinner that, you know, maybe I'm not into. Let me tell you something. Every time a HelloFresh meal has showed up and I've cooked it, I've enjoyed the meal every single time. They do a great job.
Here's one of my favorite parts of the ad because it gets me Pavlovian. You know, it gets me salivating. We say for one of the things where we do when we do these ads is we say here's something you can make and I'm going to offer something beef tenderloin and cheese fondue. Forget it.
Great.
Right?
Great.
I mean, you can do that and it's easy to do, right? And you're just like, great. Here's one more. Miso sesame shrimp and bacon ramen. Thanks. Thanks, HelloFresh. Well,
I want to break that down mentally so I get a miso, love, sesame, shrimp, great, bacon, and then you throw ramen on top of that. That's
bacon,
something
ramen.
I absolutely would enjoy.
Is anybody sitting out there going like, no thanks? I don't think so. Like that's just one. Though that's just two examples of like a billion, you know?
They have 50 menu and market items to choose from every week. Maybe you don't eat meat. They've got veggie. Maybe you're watching your figure. They got the fit and wholesome. They got the family friendly. They got gourmet options.
Yeah, you're not gonna go down that list of 50 and go like nothing for me. It's more gonna be like this, Michael.
Unless
everything for me.
That's right.
It's gonna be more like
everything.
That. Everything for me, please.
I have enjoyed cooking with HelloFresh. The ingredients come in little packages. They give you just the right amount. Not like just the right amount where you go, you had just enough. Where they give you the right amount where you're like, oh yeah, I had enough and I'm full.
Yep.
And there might even be a little left over. Like it's perfect. Yeah. They nailed my appetite exactly.
Yeah. Listen, let's just cut to the chase. Just go get it. Go to HelloFresh.com/mates16 and use code mates16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Okay, come on. Listen, I'm going to say that one more time because you're probably sitting going, he's lying. I'm not. Go to HelloFresh.com/mates16 and use code mates16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
That's fabulous. Come on. You know,
yeah.
16 free meals. That's a deal you're not going to find anywhere else.
You're not
HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Hello, Fresh.
Power your advertising. Working with Active International enables you to fund your advertising using your company's own products, assets, or even services. We have over 30 years' experience connecting and bringing value to businesses all over the globe, helping many brands scale up into household names. Want to achieve more from your marketing spend? Contact Active International today.
Hey, let's do this next. Hi, Chew.
Yeah.
You know that. And it'd be nice to follow the pastillas with Hi, Chew. Everybody knows Hi, Chew, but you got peach?
Peach.
Is that what I have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, everybody knows this? I don't know this.
Yeah.
The satisfyingly chewy Asian candy classic you all know and love. I neither knew it nor loved it.
You know Hi, Chew. You don't know Hi, Chew? Haichu is well known.
How many times do I have to say, I don't know?
A couple of times.
I did say
it a couple
of times.
You know Haichu?
Yeah, sure. I know Haichu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if you don't know it, which I didn't.
Oh,
it's, yeah. It's a, what do you call this? Like a long.
Like a starburst. It looks like a starburst.
Yeah, kind of a starbursty job. Mm. Individually wrapped in foil. Looks like a starburst.
Let's see how much it tastes like a Starburst. This is peach flavored, by the way.
It's more, yeah, right? It's got a great chew to it. Don't sit there and tell me it doesn't.
It does have a great chew.
Mm. Right? Yeah. High
Quite
chew.
Quite good.
Mm-hmm. And it'll stick in
Rate, did we rate the mixed berry pastille?
We'll do them both together. We'll do both the chewy snack right together.
And they got a similarity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're both chewy fruit things.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't confuse them. Because the high chew wouldn't fight you if you said the pastille was as chewy as the high chew. The high chew would fight.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Damn good.
And they're not kidding about the chewy part.
I've had them before. This is better than I recall. Mm-hmm.
They really make you think this thing will make you work. I mean, on the front of it, it's got pictures of peaches. You know, it says high chew.
Yeah.
And then in a circle, it says chew, chew.
Yeah. Yeah.
And friend, I'm telling you right now,
I'm still chewing. I've been chewing for 4 days.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like fruit gristle.
Yeah. Well said.
And that's not, by the way, that's not a put down. Nope. I'm a guy who likes gristle.
Uh-huh. You do. Yep. No, you're
still
right.
Still chewing.
I've been chewing since Saturday.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's incredible. Mm. Hello.
It's got kind of a
wow.
It's got kind of a creamy thing too. It's not just peaches. I feel like they've also added cream.
Well, if you look closely at it, they've got a little bit of a cream center thing there, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right? You see that?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I just knocked it back.
I just finished.
That was a chew.
Was that a chew?
A full chew.
It felt like a real chew. Oh man.
And here's the problem with it. Whew. I like the flavor. I like the chew. If I didn't feel like I was gonna pass out, I might even go back for seconds. But I feel like just one.
Yeah, that goes a long way.
It's kind of a one and done, isn't it?
It's a high chew. It's a high chew. It's a high rate of chewing with a chew, and you know, a sugar infusion like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But
not overly sweet though. You know,
very
it's satisfying. Sweet, but it's God, they really nail the fruit.
Yeah, they did a good job. It's very
I'm trying
fruity,
to think which I like better, the pastille or the high chew.
It's a tough one.
I'm gonna go because it's they're different.
It's a tough one. Are you going back into the pastille?
Yeah, I went back into the pastille.
I'm going back in into the pastille too. Well, I don't recommend going back to back on these things because do one or do the other. So if you're at home and you've got them in front of you, don't go back and forth.
Yeah, if you got both of these jobbers, it's not the kind of thing where you're going to go one, then go to the other. You're going to pick one or the other.
Yeah. So if you're in a movie theater, pick one for the movie.
Yeah, don't get them both. Get a high chew. Get something savory. You know, get some pastilles. Get something spicy. Don't get the high chew and you'll regret it.
But magic is right, and moreover, maybe you get the pastilles because. You have mercy on the people sitting around you with the high chew because you're chewing forever.
You're chewing forever, and you're also doing this as you're chewing. Mm. 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 You're gonna be making audible sounds, and that's gonna be annoying to your neighbors,
seatmates. Well, I'm ready to go.
Are you ready to rate these guys?
I like them both. On the black,
I do too.
On the black currant, I'm gonna go 7.
Exactly. Correct. 7 is correct.
Oh, I'm glad that I'm glad I'm correct on it.
Yeah, you got it right.
On the high chew, it's very different in terms of like consistency and chewing, but for me it's also a 7.
Huh. I got to knock it down just a hair because honestly, I felt like there might be some orthodonture work required at the end of it. I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Maybe that should make it a 7.5. But good. So we're right there in the ballpark with both of them. We like them both.
Yeah.
Now I say, here's what I suggest.
Yeah. We just got a couple left here. And this one is practically, this is going to be familiar to everybody.
This, yes, go ahead.
This is the mini cream wafer strawberry flavored. So these are just those cookies, you know, the wafer cookies with the very thin sandwich with the filling in between.
Yep.
I've always liked these.
It's interesting because you say that, and in my head, my first thought is I've always disliked these.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see if one of us is disappointed, it's less than, or one of us is pleasantly surprised, or if we stay true to history.
Well, you know what I've always liked about these? That
tell
always,
me.
To me, it's always like it's kind of like a little ice cream cone or something. You know, it's like the ice cream cone without the ice cream, and I like
and the cold.
I like. And the cold. And
the ice cream.
Yeah, that's right. Which really makes the ice cream cone.
So it's just kind of a cone.
That's right. Which you would never eat.
You would never eat just a cone.
But I've always liked these.
Okay. I don't know why, but go ahead.
So this one is your classic wafer cookie. It's got one.
It's tough. It's harder to count, right? It's harder to count.
The layers?
I was about to go like, well, it's three. No, wait. It's a,
or is it four?
On the package, it looks like there's one, two, three, four, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, there's four cookie layers and three filling layers, right? That's how you would.
I think, except the thing between the filling layers doesn't really look completely like
the cookie. Right? Yeah, you're right.
It may have jammed some other stuff in there.
Hmm.
Pesticide? It's hard to know.
Hard to know, but regardless, I'm going to take myself a big old bite.
Same. Yeah. This is, I have to say, I think you'll probably agree, exactly as I remember it. And I'm not going to take a second bite because of that.
I feel like the wafer part is exactly as I remember it. The filling, I feel like, is less sweet than you might get here
stateside.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Over here, remember, we're trying to kill ourselves, which means we need to like amp up by 40% the sugar amount.
But there's something about, I think what I like about it is that slightly stale quality. I've always liked that.
Mm-hmm.
It's textural. It's got a little bit of give. It's not too crunchy. And the filling, while not sweet, definitely has strawberry notes to it. I'm not going to lie.
You don't have to lie.
I'm not going to. I got to play it straight.
You play it straight. That's what we do. We play it straight. All we're about is what we do.
Is it any better than you recall, or is it just like, yeah, I don't like this?
I think for the very things that you said, for me, you're like, you know what this is? This is like a stale ice cream cone without the ice cream.
Mm.
I give it a 2.
Oh, no.
No, not for you, but for me, do you want an ice cream cone? I'd love one. We don't have ice cream, and these cones were in the shop, they were out on the shelves last year. But we can like slather some strawberry flavor on them. Do you want it? And you and I are standing there, I'm like, no, thank you. And you're like, yes, please.
I'm going, hell yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what makes the world go round, my friend.
Ow. I like it. I like it. I don't love it. I like it. 5.5.
All right. The last thing, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah. We saved this one for last because.
Yeah. Because we might have to run out of here. We might have to run out.
Yeah. This is the only scary one.
Yeah. This one, the maker is Jack and Jill, but that's neither here nor there. The important part is it's Hell's potato chips. And they've got a version of hell, I think, with the flames shooting up all over the place. Mm-hmm. Then they've got what the chips look like, and then, a spicy red pepper.
And it says this is the super spicy flavor.
I love that. I love that.
But then you see, it's got 5 peppers. You know, this is only rated 3 out of 5.
Interesting.
So I'm a little bit disappointed. I'd like to try the 5.
Yeah, I'd like to go 5 for 5. Hell, if you're going to try Hell's potato chips, we're like, welcome to hell. But this is like just sort of a holding chamber. It's not too bad. So come on in. Make yourself at home.
Have a seat.
They're like, it's not that you don't belong here. But look, yeah, you weren't killing people. You're just overall like a failure.
Ugh. I gave it a sniff. Doesn't smell spicy.
That doesn't smell spicy. In fact, that smells damp. That is weird. That smells like, it's got a little bit of a, am I right? A little bit of a damp rag, damp sock smell to it.
Doesn't smell great. Really doesn't smell great at all.
No, not at all.
It smells, a little bit like, hey, we had some potato chips. We left them in the gym locker room overnight. You still want them?
I guess I do.
Yeah, I'll try them. Yeah, nobody opened them yet, right? No, nobody opened them, but.
But they're like, they're wet. They're basically wet socks. You're okay with that? Is there anything else? No. Give me the wet socks. Here's something that I want to say in the, which I don't know that I've run into, and I'm interested to see whether you have, in the ingredients. There's a lot of numbers here. They've got numbers that we don't seem to always see. Antioxidant, a sweetener, a different agent, and a flavor enhancer. So they got flavor enhancer E621 and E635. I'm kind of like, boys, so we had Jeff just took a bite. We need to up the on the 621. And there's just like, can you imagine? Like there's like 1,000 like tubes. And they're like, yeah. How much? Just give me a little, give me two pips. Pip. And what else would you say, Reg? Give me another pip on the 635. Okay, and then the other thing I like is it's got something called, and maybe this translates to damp sock smell, because I don't know if I've seen this in an ingredient list before, but something called anti-caking agent. Mm-hmm. And if you want the pip number for the tube, it's E551. Somewhere, somebody reads the ingredients and goes, oh yeah, E551. And that makes me happy because that's the world for you.
Yeah, somebody knows what that is.
There's different jobs for different people. And somebody goes, yo, E551.
That's your anti-caking agent right there.
I put 20 years in the factory. I think I should know E551 when I see it. Anti-caking. Now, what do you suppose that is?
Anti-caking is, you got the flavoring and stuff, right? And if you don't have the anti-caking agent, it's all gonna clump together.
Stick together?
Okay. Yeah.
So why would every bag of chips
seems like it should all
anti-caking
have.
Agent? In there. And then they've got antioxidant. When's the last time we saw that?
That's what healthy. That's what you want is antioxidants.
So what are they doing over there? And that's early on the tube list. It's E319.
Yeah.
And then in big letters, phenylketonurics contains phenylalanine.
Well, that's a disease. You could have that if you're a phenylketonuric.
It's just a damn carbon ring. It's not a disease. Still. It's interesting this in capital letters to me. All right. Well, I'm going to get in there and try these. I got to tell you something, Michael.
Yeah.
Anti-caking agent throws me. I don't know why. I don't know why. E551.
If I know anything about you, you're not anti-cake. You're a guy who loves cake.
Do you know what I had last night?
Cake.
Yeah. You know what I had the day before?
Cake.
And you know what I had on Saturday night?
Cake.
Four cakes.
Different cakes?
Yeah, four different cakes.
Wow.
Carrot cake, coconut lemon, bought chocolate, homemade chocolate.
Oh, that's a lot of different cakes.
I had four cakes, so I like cake. Then I see anti-caking, I'm like, because I'm not anti-cake.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I like fascism. So when I see Antifa,
yeah.
You know, I get upset.
You get mad. Yeah, I see.
I'm getting in there.
I'm getting in there.
All I care about is how spicy it is.
Bland as the day is long. Oh, here we go. Oh, okay. Okay. That kicked in.
Would you give it? Oh, you went right for the water.
It went down my throat, though, because I went too fast. It's not the spice. It's the...
it's the anti-caking agent.
I'm going to have a second one.
Yeah. Flavor-wise...
I'm pleased. I gotta say this, fair dingham. The spice is solid. Like I thought, 3 out of 5. I'd like to try the 5, but the 3 is good. Like they're not pulling their punch on the 3.
3 is it's a solid 3. This isn't like a Frito-Lay 3. You know, if Frito-Lay gave you a 3, you and I, all the viewers out there, and I don't know. You'd be like, that's not a 3. That's a 2 at best.
Exactly right. A Frito-Lay 3 would be, a black diamond over there at Tahoe, as opposed to, you know, in Stuttgart or whatever the heck, Whistler.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your black diamond's a legit black diamond.
But it's got a little kick. It's got a little kick.
I like it.
There's a legit pepper taste to it.
Yeah. Well, do you find this? I just took my third one. Do you find like, yeah, and there it goes. Like, it's very interesting. Like, the first two chews, it is nothing. Normally, you get a sense of what your spice is right off the bat, but this thing has a late kick. A late kick is what it's got.
I would agree with that. Got a little bit of a late kick there. You're starting off, it's got some soy sauce flavoring. I think you're kind of starting with that. You're starting with the soy sauce powder, and then the cayenne pepper powder kicks in a little bit after that. All in all.
It's like Billy Sims back in the day at the
Olympics. That's what I was going to say. It's like a late Billy Sims.
Like a late kick. Our track and field aficionados will love that one. Here comes Sims.
800? What do you run? The 800 Sims?
I think it was the 1500.
Oh, the 15.
Yeah, he just came late.
Middle distance,
It's worth listening to the call. It's a crazy call because it's a. There's a Anouk Fenari, whatever the guy who's supposed to win, and then the next guy is like giving him a run, and the announcer falls over himself because he's like, it's good. Oh, it's a late run. These two guys, and here comes Sims. He's screaming. He can't believe it. No one can believe it. Well, listen, Hell's Potato Chips, you got off to a shaky start till we ate you, and I guess that for a snack, that's good. You know, the smell, it still smells. It puts you off. You don't want to really reach in and grab this.
But in fairness, probably not a lot of guys and gals. You open up the potato chips and you stick your snout in there and give it a whiff. And like most people don't do that. You know,
is that true?
I don't do that. You know, when I'm not on duty, you know, I'll open a bag, I'll reach in, and I'll pull out a chip.
Yeah.
When you're on duty,
you're well aware of what the job requirements are.
Oh yeah, then the beak goes right in there.
Yeah, understood.
You know.
Yeah, I do.
You know, as far as, here's what I like about it. I like the kick. I like the spice. Is it a chip that I would go to over other chips? Probably not. I give it a 5.
I think I'd give it a 5.
All right. Well, we've gone through the Hong Kong snack crate.
And I would say overall,
give an overall rating?
I think maybe we should. What do you think?
I think we should too. Snack crate Hong Kong.
Yeah, because Snack Crate Hong Kong is, let's think about this for a second, right? You go to the great snack aisle of life, you got your you got your basket and you're putting things in.
Yep.
Snack Crate Hong Kong is like, not so fast. They're a concierge service. Let's do that for you, sir. Why don't you go relax outside? Look at the daffodils. Look at the blossoms. You just go sit down on the bench. We'll bring you some snacks. Yep. Do you know what I like? I think they're modest.
They have an idea.
They're modest. Right. They're not trying to sing their own praises. There's humility. They're like, and that's exactly right. But they make you feel at ease because there is a level of confidence. Like, I think we have an idea is exactly how they put it. They're like, yeah, I think you'll be okay. I think you'll be pleased. And if not, we'll take care of that. Like, that's a good concierge. It's like, everything's going to be okay. Everything is going to be fine. I'm going to take care of you. Snack crate. Listen, crate. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I mean, but you probably in the boardroom went back and forth and snack box had people laughing and giggling a little bit. And you're like, maybe not snack box, snack crate. And someone goes, yeah, why not snack crate?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, there is variety in here. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things I like, adhering to my own Occidental tastes. So I would say, oh, there's something a little more exotic than what I'm used to. Of course, I don't know where the snack crate goes, but one of the slogans is unbox your world. So obviously, they're looking to make inroads planet-wise, and good for them. I like the idea that now, sitting here at Mates Worldwide HQ desk, I've got like options because I didn't eat them all. You know, I can give the cream wafers to a dog. I can eat my rice cake snacks, which I really like. I love the blackcurrant pasties. The hot Hell's potato chips like that. You can get through that bag.
I'm gonna go through that bag.
A little, the high chew at a movie theater. The appetizer marshmallow. Like it's just a lovely package. It's a little more sweet than savory, but that's the snack game magic.
Yeah. You know, in the snack game, it's always going to be a little sweeter.
It's going to be one or the other. You know what I mean? And so for this package, I love it. And I think in my rating, I'm going to include the idea behind this, not just the individual snacks because we've rated them, but the idea that like, hey, Snack Crate, concierge service for snacks. I love that idea. Snack Crate Hong Kong, 7.5.
Tommy, you nailed it. The Snack Crate, They're providing a service that I can't provide for myself. Now, none of these snacks, not a single one of these snacks, I feel like rated higher than a 7. If I was just going to average the flavor of the snacks together, it would not get the 7.5 that you just gave it. It would be considerably lower, but that's not what it's about. It's about novelty. It's about fun. It's about exploration. It's adventure. There's also... when I opened my snack crate here, the promise that I'm going to find something extraordinary because of the novelty factor. Like, I never had the high chew. I knew you were familiar with it. The marshmallow with the chocolate inside, boy, that was a pleasant surprise. The rice cakes, all kinds of fun stuff. If I were to receive this as a service, which I assume that this is, so every month I'm getting a different snack crate from a different part of the world. Each month I'd be excited. Oh, what's going to be in there? What's going to be in there?
There
would be stuff in there that I knew I was going to enjoy and stuff that I knew I probably wouldn't. Snack Crate, terrific gift for somebody. I certainly enjoyed receiving it as a gift from Aristotle. I'm going to give you a 7.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. See you next week.
See you next week.
Starburns Avenue, a podcast network.